Vous avez perdu.
You have lost. Breakdown.
Vous
is the formal you in French. It is used for showing respect to someone older than you, someone you don't know well, or someone in a position of authority.
Avez
is the verb to have, conjugated in the present tense, and agrees with the subject.
Vous
perdu is the past participle of the verb to lose, and agrees with the direct object, you, in this sentence.
Perdu
acts as an adjective in this sentence meaning lost. It's a past participle, but it acts as a predicate adjective, modifying the subject.
Vous.
Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
avez
agrees in number and person with the subject.
Vous.
Past participle as a predicate adjective. The past participle
perdu
is used as a predicate adjective, describing the subject.
Vous.
Formal, you.
Vous
is the formal way to address someone in French.
T'as perdu.
You lost. This is a very informal way of saying, you lost. The word
t'as
is a contraction of
tu
as, which means, you have.
Perdu
is the past participle of the verb
perdre,
which means to lose. This phrase is commonly used in casual conversations and games. It is not considered polite to use it in formal settings.
Une voiture a coupé la route.
A car cut off the road. The sentence is in the past tense, using the
passé composé
tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
and the past participle of the verb.
Une
is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a or the.
Voiture
is the noun for car.
A
is the third person singular form of the verb
avoir
in the
passé composé
tense.
Coupé
is the past participle of the verb
coupé,
meaning to cut or to interrupt.
La
is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the
route
is the noun for road. The sentence literally means a car has cut the road, but in English, it is more natural to say a car cut off the road to convey the meaning of a car interrupting the flow of traffic.
Un chien m'a mordu.
A dog bit me. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is a common way to describe completed actions in the past. Un chien is the subject of the sentence, and means a dog. M'a mordu is the verb phrase, which means bit me. Here's a breakdown of the verb phrase. M is the direct object pronoun for me. It's a contracted form of
me,
which would be
moi,
and the preposition
a
is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the
passé composé.
Mordu is the past participle of the verb
mord,
to bite. Let me know if you would like me to break down another phrase.
Abandonner le navire.
The sentence is an imperative, telling someone to abandon the ship. Breakdown.
Abandonner
is the imperative form of the verb
abandonner,
to abandon. It is in the second person plural, meaning it is directed at more than one person.
Le navire
is the direct object of the verb
le
is the definite article meaning the, and
navire
means ship. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used to give commands or instructions. Second person plural, refers to you when addressing more than one person. Direct object, the noun or pronoun that receives the action of the verb.
Oublie-toi selon ton âge.
This means, act your age. Let's break down the sentence.
Oublie-toi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Oublie.
To lead, to conduct, conjugated with the reflexive pronoun.
Toi.
Yourself. It means, behave yourself. This is a common way to express a command for someone to behave appropriately.
Selon
means according to.
Tu
means your.
Age
means age. So, the entire phrase means behave according to your age. It's a way of telling someone to act more maturely, given their age.
Comporte-toi comme quelqu'un de ton âge.
Behave like someone your age. Breakdown. Comporte-toi.
Comporte-toi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Comporter.
To behave.
Le.
Toi. Ending indicates that it's a command directed at one person.
Comer.
Comme. Means, like, or, as,
quelqu'un.
Quelqu'un. Means, someone, de.
De.
Means, of, ton.
Tu.
Means, your, masculine singular, age.
Age.
Means, age. Key concepts. Imperative form. The imperative form is used to give commands, or instructions. Direct object pronoun.
Toi
is a direct object pronoun that replaces the object of the verb.
Comporter.
It is attached to the verb in this sentence. Preposition de. The preposition
de
is used to indicate possession or belonging in this case.
Comportez-vous comme quelqu'un de votre âge.
Act like someone your age. Breakdown. Comportez-vous.
Comportez-vous
is the imperative form of the verb.
Comporter.
To behave, conjugated in the formal, vous form. The imperative is used to give a command or instruction.
Comer.
Comme means like or as.
Quelqu'un.
Quelqu'un means someone.
De
is a preposition that can indicate of or from.
Here, it means of.
Water.
Water
is the possessive adjective for your, referring to the person being addressed.
Age.
Age means age. This sentence is essentially telling someone to act in a way that is appropriate for their age.
Tout est calme.
Everything is calm. This sentence is very straightforward.
Tout.
Tout is a pronoun meaning everything or all. It is the subject of the sentence.
Est.
Is the third person singular form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. It is conjugated in the present tense.
Calme.
Calm is an adjective meaning calm or quiet. It acts as the predicate adjective describing the state of everything.
Tout est calme.
Everything is calm. This sentence is very straightforward.
Tout
means everything and is the subject of the sentence. Is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense.
Calm
means calm, and is an adjective describing the state of everything. The sentence uses a simple subject-verb adjective structure, common in French.
Tout était calme.
Everything was calm.
Tout
means everything, and functions as a pronoun here.
Était
is the past tense of
être,
to be, and agrees with
tout
in gender and number.
Calme
is an adjective meaning calm.
Nous avons été battus.
We were beaten. The sentence is in the
passé composé,
the French past tense used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
in the appropriate form, in this case,
avoir,
for the plural first person, and the past participle of the main verb, in this case,
battu.
Bat is a verb of the first group, meaning that its past participle does not change based on the gender of the subject.
Le calme régnait.
Calm reigned. This sentence uses the
impersonal pronoun
il, which is not explicitly stated in the sentence, but it is implied. The sentence is in the
imperfectus,
which denotes a continuous action in the past.
Le calme
means calm.
Régnait
is the imperfect tense of the verb
régnait,
which means to reign.
Ai-je raison?
Am I right? This sentence is a simple question using the
avoir
verb in the
présent,
present tense.
Et
is the first person singular form of
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the present tense.
Je,
I is the subject, but it is omitted here because it is understood.
Raison,
reason, is the direct object. The sentence is asking if the speaker is correct. This is a common phrase used in everyday conversations to confirm an idea, opinion or fact.
Suis-je amoureuse?
Am I in love? This is a question in the
présent,
present tense of the
verb être,
verb to be.
Suis-je
is the first person singular form of the verb in the interrogative, question, form.
Amoureuse
is an adjective meaning in love. The question is asking if the speaker is experiencing the feeling of being in love.
Suis-je amoureux?
Am I in love? This is a question in the
présent,
present tense of the
indicatif,
indicative, mood. It uses the
pronom personnel sujet,
subject personal pronoun.
Je,
I, and the
verb être,
to be, conjugated in the
première personne du singulier,
first person singular of the
présent,
present tense.
The adjective,
adjective,
amoureux,
in love, modifies the pronoun.
Je,
I,
suis-je invité?
Am I invited? This sentence uses the
suis
form of the verb
être,
to be, conjugated in the first person singular of the present indicative tense.
Je,
I is implied but not stated.
Suis
is the present indicative conjugation of
être,
for the pronoun je. The rest of the sentence is a question posed using the inversion structure with je implied as the subject, followed by the verb. Invité. Invited, the past participle of the verb. Invité. To invite, which acts as an adjective in this case. Invité. Is in the masculine singular form, because the subject. Je. I, is masculine. Suis-je invité? Am I invited? This is a question in the passé composé tense, specifically the interrogative form. Suis-je means, am I? Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être. To be, the je is the subject pronoun for I, but it is placed after the verb in this interrogative form. Invité is the past participle of the verb. Invité. To invite, it is used in the passé composé with the auxiliary verb être. Since the subject is a feminine noun, invité is feminine. Therefore, the entire sentence translates to, am I invited? Est-ce que je suis à l'heure? Am I on time? This sentence is a question asking if the speaker is on time. Let's break down the parts. Est-ce que? This is a formal way to start a question in French. It literally translates to, is it not? It's similar to the English, is it not? Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the verb, to be, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. It means, am. A. This is the preposition, at. Le. This means, the time, or, on time. It's a contraction of, la cura. So the sentence means, is it that I am at the time, which is translated as, am I on time? Y a-t-il quelqu'un? Is there anyone? Breakdown. Y is a contraction of il y a, which means, there is, or, there are. A-t-il is the inverted form of the verb avoir. To have, in the third person singular, the subject pronoun il. He slash it is placed after the verb in this case. Quelqu'un means someone or anyone. So the sentence literally means, there is someone, or is there someone? Y a-t-il qui que soit ici? Is there anyone here? This sentence is an interrogative sentence, meaning it asks a question. It uses the y a-t-il structure, which is a common way to ask if something exists. Breakdown. Y a-t-il is a contraction of il y a. There is, followed by the te, which signifies the inversion necessary for interrogative sentences in French. Qui means who, and acts as the subject of the sentence. Que is a conjunction that connects the subject and the verb. Soit is the subjunctive form of the verb être, to be. This conjugation emphasizes the possibility or likelihood of someone being present. Meaning, the sentence is asking if there is anyone present in the location where the speaker is. The use of the subjunctive, soit, suggests that the speaker is not completely sure if anyone is there. Quelqu'un est-il là? Is someone there? Breakdown. Quelqu'un means someone. It is a pronoun, and functions as the subject of the sentence. is the present tense of the verb, to be, in the third person singular. Il is the pronoun, he, or, it, but in this case it is a dummy pronoun serving as a placeholder for the subject of the sentence, which is quelqu'un. La means there, and functions as an adverb. This is a common way to ask if someone is there in French. It is a more formal way to ask the question than, for example, y a-t-il quelqu'un? Which is more casual. Nous avons été battus. We were beaten. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to describe past events in French. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the appropriate tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb avoir is conjugated in the plural form of the passé composé avoir, reflecting the plural subject. Nous, we, the past participle of the main verb. Bat, to beat, is battu, which is the feminine plural form, agreeing with the subject. The literal meaning of this sentence is, we have been beaten. In English, we would say, we were beaten, because the passé composé often translates to the past simple tense in English. Y a-t-il quelqu'un? Is there anyone there? This sentence uses the Y a-t-il structure, which is a very common way to ask if something exists. It literally translates to, there is it? Y a-t-il is a contraction of Il y a-t-il, meaning, there is it? Quelqu'un is an indefinite pronoun, which means it refers to a person or people who are not specifically named. The question mark at the end of the sentence indicates that it is a question. Y a-t-il quelqu'un dans la maison? Is there anyone in the house? Breakdown. Y a-t-il? Y a-t-il is a contraction of il y a-t-il, meaning, is there? The t is added to create a question. Quelqu'un. Quelqu'un means someone or anyone. Dans. No means in. La maison. La maison means the house. Key concepts. Inversion. The subject il is placed after the verb y to form the question. Contraction. The words il y are contracted to y in this phrase. Indefinite pronoun. Quelqu'un is an indefinite pronoun, meaning it refers to an unspecified person. Il y a quelqu'un? There is someone. Breakdown. Il is the masculine singular form of the pronoun, he, or, it, and acts as the subject of the sentence. Il a is a contraction of il y a, which means, there is, or, there are. This is a common expression used in French to indicate existence. Quelqu'un is an indefinite pronoun meaning, someone, or, somebody. The sentence literally translates to, there is someone. However, it is typically used as a question, meaning, is there someone there? Or, is anyone there? Qui coup-t-il été blessé? Has anyone been injured? Breakdown. Quiconque. Quiconque is an indefinite pronoun meaning, anyone, or, whoever. It is used here as the subject of the verb, a-t-il été blessé. A-t-il. A-t-il is the inversion form of a-t-il, the third person singular form of the verb, avoir, to have, meaning, has he. This inversion is used in questions in French. ate. Ate is the past participle of the verb ate, to be. Blessé. Blessé is the past participle of the verb blesser, to injure. This is the question mark. Key concepts. Inversion. This is a key feature of French grammar, especially in questions. The subject comes after the verb in inverted questions. Past participle. This verb form is used to form the compound tenses in French. Indefinite pronoun. This type of pronoun refers to an unspecified person or thing. Qui que ce soit-il blessé? Is anyone injured? This sentence uses a complex grammatical structure. Let's break it down. Qui que ce soit is a complex pronoun meaning whoever it may be. Qui means who. Que is a conjunction that introduces a relative clause. Ce soir is a subjunctive verb phrase meaning it may be. Est-il is the inverted form of the verb to be in the third person singular. The inversion of the subject and verb in this case is due to the interrogative nature of the sentence. Blessé is the past participle of the verb to injure and acts as an adjective in this context. In summary, the sentence is using a complex pronoun to express the idea of anyone and then using the inverted form of the verb to be in the interrogative to make the sentence a question. The adjective blessé then modifies the pronoun, indicating the state of being injured. Il y a du nouveau? Is there anything new? This sentence is a simple question using the il y a structure, which is a common way to express there is or there are in French. Il is the third person singular pronoun for he or it, but it is used here as a placeholder subject. Il a is a contracted form of il y a, meaning there is or there are. Du is a partitive article meaning some or any. Nouveau is an adjective meaning new. This phrase is used when inquiring about news or updates, much like the English phrase, is there anything new? Sont-ils nouveaux? Are they new? This is a simple question in the present tense, asking if someone or something is new. Sont is the third person plural of the verb être. To be conjugated in the present tense. Il is the third person plural pronoun, meaning they. Nouveau is the masculine plural adjective meaning new. The sentence structure is a simple subject verb adjective construction. Sont-ils neufs? Are they new? The phrase sont-ils neufs is a question in the present tense. Sous is the third person plural form of the verb être. To be. Il is the third person plural pronoun, meaning they. Neuf is the masculine plural adjective meaning new. The word order in this question is subject verb adjective, which is a common structure in French. Sont-elles neuves? Are they new? This is a simple question in the present tense, using the verb être. To be, in its third person plural form. Sont-elles neuves is the feminine plural form of the adjective nouveau. New. Because the subject elle is feminine plural, the adjective must agree in gender and number. Sont-elles nouvelles? They are new. The sentences sont-elles nouvelles Let's break down the sentence. 4. Colon, this is the third person plural form of the verb. Et. To be, in the present tense. It means, are. L. Colon, this is the third person plural pronoun, meaning, they. Nouvelle. Colon, this is the feminine plural form of the adjective. Nouveau. New. The sentence literally translates to, are they new? And implies that the speaker is asking whether a group of women or things are new. Bienvenue. Welcome. This sentence is simply, bienvenue. Which translates to, welcome. In English. It is a common greeting in French, used to welcome someone to a place or event. Sommes-nous seuls? Are we alone? This is a simple question with a powerful meaning. Sommes-nous? Is the verb, to be, in the present tense, first person plural, we are. It's the interrogative form, so it's asking a question. Seul means alone. This question delves into a profound philosophical and scientific inquiry about the existence of other life forms in the universe. Sommes-nous seuls? Are we alone? This is a simple question in the present tense, using the et verb to be. Sommes-nous is the first person plural conjugation of et. In the present tense, meaning, are we? Seuls is the feminine plural form of the adjective. Seul. Alone, agreeing in gender and number with the implied subject, we. This sentence uses the inversion form, which is a common way of asking a question in French. Sommes-nous fauchés? Are we broke? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. The verb somme is the first person plural form of the verb être. To be, in the present tense. The word nous, we, is the subject of the sentence. The word faucher is an adjective meaning broke. It is in the masculine plural form, because it agrees in gender and number with the subject. Nous. So, the sentence translates literally as, are we broke? Sommes-nous fauchés? Are we broke? The sentence. Sommes-nous fauchés? Uses the verb. Être. To be, in the interrogative form. Somme is the first person plural form of the verb être in the present tense. Nous is the subject pronoun, indicating that the question refers to the speaker and at least one other person. Faucher is the feminine plural form of the adjective faucher, which means broke or penniless. The question asks whether the speaker, and the person, or people they are addressing are lacking money, or financial resources. Sommes-nous prêts? Are we ready? This sentence uses the verb, être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person plural, sommes. The word, prêts. Prêts. Is the masculine plural form of the adjective, prêt. Prêt. Ready, which agrees in gender and number with the subject, nous, we. Sommes-nous prêts? Are we ready? This sentence uses the être verb in the present tense, conjugated in the first person plural. Sommes. The word prêt is the feminine plural form of the adjective prêt, meaning ready. It agrees in gender and number with the implied subject, we. Es-tu chauve? Are you bald? The phrase Es-tu chauve uses the formal, rouge form of the verb être in its interrogative form. Es-tu? This is because it is a direct question to another person, often one who is older than the speaker or is in a position of authority. The verb être means to be, so it is asking, are you? The adjective chauve means bald. Thus, the phrase es-tu chauve translates to, are you bald? Es-vous chauve? Are you bald? This sentence is a question, asking if someone is bald. It uses the formal, rouge, which is more polite than, to, and is used when speaking to someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority. Es-vous? Es-vous? Is the formal form of the verb, to be, conjugated in the present tense, with the pronoun, vous, which means, you, in the formal sense. Chauve. Chauve. Is the plural form of the adjective, chauve, which means, bald. The sentence is structured in a standard French question format, where the verb comes before the subject, vous, and the adjective, chauve, describes the subject. Êtes-vous chauve? Are you bald? This sentence is a simple question in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. Êtes-vous is the conjugation of the verb être to be in the present tense, second person plural, formal. Chauve is an adjective meaning bald. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject. Vous. Plus verb. Et. Plus adjective. Chauve. Plus question mark. Es-tu occupé? Are you busy? This sentence uses the tu form of the verb Et. Which means to be. Occupé means busy. The question mark at the end indicates that it is a question. The sentence is in the present tense, and the subject is tu, which means you, in the informal form. The entire sentence translates to, are you busy? Soyez le bienvenu. Welcome. This is a very common French phrase used to greet someone. Soyez is the formal, plural form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the imperative mood. It is used to express a command, or request, in this case, be, or, welcome. Le is the definite article, meaning, the. Bienvenue. Bienvenue. Is a masculine adjective meaning, welcome. Exclamation, the exclamation mark indicates that this is an exclamation. The entire phrase, Soyez le bienvenu, translates to, be welcome. The literal meaning of this phrase is, be the welcome, but it is best understood as a polite way of saying, welcome. Êtes-vous occupé? Are you busy? This sentence is a simple question using the formal, vous form. Êtes-vous? This is the formal conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the present tense. The vous subject pronoun is required for the formal form. Occupé. This is an adjective meaning busy. It is in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject, vous. Êtes-vous occupé? Are you busy? This sentence is a question using the formal form of you in French. Vous. The verb être to be is conjugated in the present tense. Être, which agrees with the subject. Vous. You. Occupé. is the feminine past participle of the verb. Occuper. To occupy, to be busy, used as an adjective in this context. The sentence asks directly if the person is busy. Es-tu occupé? Are you busy? This sentence is a simple question asking about someone's availability. Breakdown. Es-tu is the informal form of are you in French. It is a contraction of est-ce que, which is more formal. Occupé means busy. It is an adjective that agrees in gender and number with the subject of the sentence, which is you in this case. This sentence is a good example of a common question used in French to check if someone is free or available. Es-tu occupé? Are you busy? This sentence uses the formal form of the verb être, which means to be in the present tense. The verb is conjugated in the second person singular to the word occuper is the feminine past participle of the verb occuper, which means to occupy or to be busy. So the past participle occuper indicates that the person is busy. Êtes-vous occupé? Are you busy? This sentence uses the formal vous form of the verb être to be conjugated in the present tense. Êtes-vous is a contraction of être, are, and vous, you. Occupé is the masculine plural form of the adjective occupé, busy. The sentence is asking if the person being addressed is busy, using a formal address. Êtes-vous occupé? Are you busy? This sentence uses the formal vous, vous, which is the plural form of you and is used as a polite form of address. Êtes-vous? Êtes-vous is the formal conjugation of the verb être. Être to be in the present tense, second person plural. It translates to are you. Occupés. Occupé is the feminine plural form of the adjective occupé. Occupé. Busy. Avez-vous froid? Are you cold? This sentence is a simple question in the vous form, meaning you in a formal or polite context. The verb is avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense. The adjective froid, cold, modifies the pronoun vous. Vous avez froid? You are cold? This is a simple question in the vous form, which is the polite form of you in French. It uses the verb avoir, which means to have, but in this context is used to express a feeling or state of being. Froid means cold. As-tu froid? The sentence translates to are you cold? This is a simple question using the tu form of the verb avoir to have, conjugated in the present tense. As-tu is a contraction of as-tu, which means do you have. Froid means cold. This question is used to inquire if someone is feeling cold. As-tu froid? Do you feel cold? This sentence uses the tu form of the verb avoir to have, in the present tense. The tu form is used for the informal you in French. The as is the contracted form of avez-vous, which is the formal you in French. Froid means cold in this context. Qui courait? Who was running? This sentence is asking a question about the person who was running. Breakdown. Qui? This is the interrogative pronoun meaning who. It's the subject of the sentence. Courait. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Courir. To run. The imperfect tense is used to describe an action that was ongoing in the past. This sentence is a simple question in the past tense. The subject is missing, who was running, and the verb is in the imperfect tense. Avez-vous froid? Are you cold? This is a simple question asking if someone is feeling cold. Avez-vous is the formal way of asking, do you have, in the present tense. It uses the verb avoir to have, conjugated in the second person plural, which means it is addressed to a group of people. Froid means cold. In this context, it refers to a feeling of coldness. Es-tu sourd? Are you deaf? This is a direct question, implying that the speaker believes the listener is not paying attention. Es-tu is a contraction of the verb être, to be, in the second person singular, present tense, and the pronoun tu. You sourd means deaf. The question uses the interrogative pronoun tu, you, to directly address the listener, and expresses a strong feeling that the listener is not listening. Êtes-vous sourd? Are you deaf? This sentence is a simple question in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. Êtes-vous is the conjugated verb to be in the present tense, meaning are you sourd means deaf. The sentence is a direct question, so the word order is subject verb object. Êtes-vous sourd? Are you deaf? This sentence is a question in the vous form of the verb être, meaning to be. The question is formed by inverting the subject vous and the verb être, which is the conjugated form of the verb être. Sourd is the feminine form of the adjective sourd, meaning deaf. Es-tu sourd? The sentence translates to, are you deaf? Here's a breakdown. Es-tu? This is the informal way to ask, are you? It's the contraction of es-tu, which is the formal way to ask. It is a combination of the verb être, to be, and the pronoun tu, you, sourd. This means deaf. It's the feminine form of the adjective sourd, deaf. This sentence is a direct question, meaning it ends with a question mark. As-tu fini? Have you finished? This sentence is a simple question in the tu form, meaning you, informal. As-tu is the contracted form of avez-vous. Have you, which is conjugated in the present tense of the verb avoir, to have, and is used in questions. Fini is the past participle of the verb finir, to finish, which is used in this case to complete the meaning of the question. Have you finished doing something? Fini. The question mark indicates that the sentence is a question.
Avez-vous fini?
Have you finished? This sentence uses the formal form of
vous,
which is the formal you in French. Have you is the subject pronoun, vous, in the present tense of the verb
avoir,
to have, and
fini
is the past participle of the verb
finir,
to finish.
Fini
is used here as an adjective and modifies the subject.
Vous.
As-tu terminé? Have you finished? This sentence is asking if someone has completed a task. As-tu is a contraction of
as-tu,
which means have you. It is a combination of the verb
avoir,
to have, and the pronoun
tu.
You. Terminé is the past participle of the verb
terminer,
to finish. The sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. The word order is reversed, with the verb coming before the subject. The verb
avoir
is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject
tu. En as-tu fini?
Have you finished? The sentence is a question, and it uses the informal
tu
form of the verb
avoir,
to have. Breakdown.
En.
This is a contraction of
en
and
as,
which means in or with. Here it implies with it.
As-tu.
This is the conjugated form of the verb
avoir
in the present tense, second person singular, which means do you have. It is also a contracted form of
as
and
tu.
Fini. This is the past participle of the verb
finir,
to finish, which means finished. The sentence is asking if the person has finished something.
Avez-vous terminé?
Have you finished? This is a simple question using the
avoir
verb in the present tense.
Avez.
Colon, this is the second person plural conjugation of the
avoir
verb in the present tense. It is used when speaking to more than one person.
Vous.
Colon, this is the second person plural pronoun, meaning you, plural.
Terminé.
Colon, this is the past participle of the verb
terminé,
meaning to finish. In this context, it acts as an adjective modifying the pronoun
vous.
The sentence literally translates to, have you finished? This is a common way to ask if someone has completed a task.
Qui a gagné?
Who won? This is a simple question asking who the winner is.
Qui
means who and is the subject of the sentence.
A
is the contracted form of
avoir,
to have, and is used here in the third person singular, he slash she slash it slash one has.
Gagné
is the past participle of the verb
gagné,
to win. Since it is used with
avoir,
this indicates that the action of winning has already occurred. The combination of
a
plus
gagné
essentially acts as a short form of the verb to have won.
Êtes-vous libre?
Are you free? This sentence uses the formal vous, which is used to show politeness or respect to someone you don't know well or who is older than you.
Êtes
is the verb et. To be conjugated in the present tense, third person plural, which is used to ask a question.
Vous
is the pronoun you in the formal form.
Libre
is an adjective meaning free.
Es-tu libre?
Are you free? This sentence is a simple question using the
tu
form of the verb
être.
To be.
Es-tu
is the informal, familiar way to ask someone if they are free.
Libre
means free, in the sense of having time available.
Tu es disponible?
You are available. This is a simple question in the informal, to, form, meaning you are speaking to someone you know well.
Tu
is the informal pronoun for you. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the second person singular.
Disponible
means available. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject, you, plus verb, are, plus adjective, available.
Es-tu chez toi?
Are you at home? This sentence is a question using the
tu
form of the verb
être.
To be.
Es-tu
is a contraction of
es-tu,
which means are you, and is the interrogative form of the verb
être.
In the
tu
form,
chez toi
means at your home. The sentence is asking if the person is at their home.
Êtes-vous chez vous?
Are you at home? This sentence is a question using the formal, vous, form of the verb, être.
Être.
Which means, to be. It is conjugated in the present tense, and the second person plural, which means, you, plural, formal. The word, chez.
Chez.
Means, at the home of, or, at the place of.
Vous.
Vous is the subject of the sentence, and chez vous.
Chez vous
is the object of the sentence. The word
vous.
Vous is the object of the preposition chez.
Chez.
The entire phrase is a simple question in the present tense.
Es-tu chez nous?
Are you at our place? This sentence is a simple question asking if someone is at the speaker's home. Let's break it down.
Es-tu
is the informal form of are you in French, used when addressing someone you know well. It's a contraction of
is
and
tu.
You
chez
means at the home of, or at the place of, and it is followed by a pronoun, or a noun.
Nous
means us, or our. In this case, it refers to the speaker, and whoever else might be at their home. The sentence literally translates to, are you at the place of us? But the more natural English translation is, are you at our place?
Es-tu chez moi?
Are you at my place? This is a simple question using the informal, to, form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be.
Es-tu.
Colon, this is the informal form of, are you, in French, which is the contracted form of.
Est-ce que tu.
Chez. Colon, this preposition means, at the home of, and is used with a possessive pronoun.
Moi.
Colon, this is the pronoun, me, or, I, but in this context, it means, my. So the sentence literally means, are you at the home of me?
Êtes-vous chez nous?
Are you at our place? This sentence uses the formal, vous, in the question, which is common in French, even when speaking to someone you know well. êtes-vous is the formal conjugation of the verb to be in the present tense, meaning are you. Chez means at the home of or at the place of. Nous means us or our in this context. The sentence directly translates to, are you at the place of us? But in English, it's more natural to say, are you at our place? Êtes-vous chez moi? Are you at my place? The sentence uses the êtes-vous, which is the formal, are you, in the present tense. Chez means at the home of, and moi means me, so it literally translates to, are you at the home of me? Which in English is more commonly, are you at my place? Es-tu à la maison? Are you at home? This is a simple question using the tu form of the verb être. To be. Es-tu is the informal way of saying, are you? Using the subject pronoun tu, you, and the verb être conjugated in the present tense. À la maison means at home. It uses the preposition à, at, and the definite article la, the, before the noun maison, house.